Hi everyone, we are on Delta FM. We're the 25th of March and
we're going to talk about sustainable development and the environment, because we're the environment commission at this high school. So we're going to ask some questions to international students about ecology in their country and what they do in their everyday life for the environment.
Can you tell us who are you and where are you from?
Okay, so I can start. My name is Bianca. I'm from Romania and I'm 17 years old.
Okay. My name is Carla. I'm from Austria and I'm 15 years old.
My name is Sejal. I'm from India. I'm 14 years old.
Okay. Well, that's nice to meet you. So how do you feel about ecology, and are you kind of interested in this subject?
Okay, so for me, ecology was a really important aspect in my life since I was very little, because my parents and also my teacher gave me a really proper education in that part. Judging by the fact that new generations are coming, I think it's kind of a self-respect aspect you have to follow in the future. So yeah, for me, ecology is like really, really important.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
Yeah, so for me, it's also very important. We do not talk that much about it in our school, but I know that it affects myself and my future. And so I'm pretty interested in it.
Yeah, I'm pretty interested in ecology. We sometimes talk in social science periods.
Okay, great. So you have a subject about ecology. That's amazing.
We have, economics and
okay,
geography.
That's cool.
And so what do you personally do to protect the environment at home, for example?
Okay, so there are two major things I really like to follow every day. So first, there's water. I think the water is a really important resource we have globally, and it's not really like right used, because just imagine like 18% of the population are in the north, and 82, I think, are in the south. And think about the fact that the major part of the south, they don't really have water. Because us in the north, are using a lot of water, and it's mostly wasted. So yeah, I think the water is like the number one important aspect to, economize. And also the food, because I feel, for example, really bad when I throw food away. Mm. But I'm usually like, I use compost. I do compost. I don't know the word in English or French.
I think that actually works, yes.
Yeah, I think you understand what compost means. So yeah, water and food.
Thank you. And you, do you do something or? Go on.
Yeah, so in my town is pretty small. And so I try to go everywhere by foot, because I live in near the city, near my school. And if I do want to get somewhere farther, I use the buses or my bike. So I rarely get driven by car. I don't throw any food away. Most of the time I try to cook something else with it, with what I have. And also clothes, I put them on Vinted or give them to charities.
Well, that's pretty great move for the environment, actually. And you?
Mostly important, water and clothes. We should not waste water that much, because as what Bianca said, that there is less water in south and there's more water in north. So water is mostly used in north, so due to which south does not get water. And clothes, if my clothes get worn, if gets old, well, we should not throw it. Instead, we should give it to the orphanage or the charity, the
okay.
clothes.
Well, that's pretty great. Okay. So here in France, usually we are very aware of food waste, so we don't really throw it away, just as you say, Carla. But there's also clothes. We have like a very important culture of secondhand. I feel like teenagers today in France, we like buy a lot of clothes secondhand because we want to be like, it's more sustainable. And yeah, that's all those moves like in our everyday life to just protect the environment. So yes. Next question, maybe.
Do you think at your school you talk enough about sustainable development and ecology?
Yeah, for me personally, my school is like a green school, so it promotes a lot of ecology and, you know. I have two major subjects, which is called normal geography in Romanian. And because I am in a major with bilingual French, I also have DNL, that's what the subject is called. And we talk about also geography, but in French, but mostly about, you know, global problems, global necessities, and yeah. Also, my teacher, I came with her here, so she's our teacher. I study with her, so she teaches me DNL and, you know, geography. And I think because of her, I got really interested in these problems, and I don't know, I study a lot, I read a lot, and I, yeah.
Okay, that's great. And you?
So I wouldn't say that my school is really like that. So we sometimes do some projects where we, as an example, we try to recycle like plastic bottles. We had to throw them somewhere, and then there was like this sort of game that you have to guess how many bottles were thrown in there, and then they were recycled. But my school doesn't really talk about this topic with us that much, I think.
Okay, yeah. That's interesting to know. Okay, and you?
In our school, we talk about sustainable development in geography class. And our school also works, and they also give us projects on greenery project. Like, for example, cleaning like plants, like growing new plants to make the environment beautiful and making new greenery.
Wow. Okay, that's actually great. The next question was about projects. So as you described the project, like, do you have a project like outside of your subjects in class? Like,
yeah, we do. I can give you one example, actually. I think 2 months ago, we had like this big project in our class with groups, you know, to think like of an idea to build a garden on the roof. So we did this big thing about, you know, we did also compost. We managed to arrange some space for students, cinema on the roof, because we have like three buildings in my school, and they all have this big roof, so we managed to do them all. And yeah, that project went to my director, yeah. And I don't know if it's gonna be implemented, but they are thinking about it, so I hope it's gonna be okay. And yeah.
Well, that's actually a great project. We had like a similar project a few years ago about putting like some plants in some space of the school. Maybe it's like downstairs. If you're like, there's a little
yeah.
How do we call this? Because in French we call it patio, where like there's it's outside but inside the building.
Yeah.
Right. And then there were plants planted, and it was like some kind of green space created for the students and for the like the teachers and everybody. So
yeah, these green spaces I was talking about earlier, I saw them also when I was in Paris. So before I came here, like on Saturday, we were in Paris, and we saw a lot of random buildings on the street that had green spaces on the roof, which is actually, I don't know, I'm amazed by the fact that they can build a whole garden on the roof.
Yeah, it's been a few years since the mayor of Paris is on more the ecology side of politics and like the left side. So she's really aware of the environment problems, and she's willing to do a lot of things to like make Paris greener. I don't know if we can say that, but yes, creating parks, taking out cars from many, many streets, and just putting gardens on roofs. I don't know.
Or maybe they can do, I know in French it is called covoiturage.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah, I think in Romania that would be a great idea because the traffic, la congestion, is like really, really bad. And for example, I have to wake up like 3 or 2 hours earlier to actually get myself ready and then go to school. So 1 hour before, I have to leave my house to go to school and not be late. So, yeah.
Yes, my God, that seems a lot more like... I thought it took me a lot of time to come to school because I had like 1 hour, but maybe it's a little bit longer for you. Okay, well, maybe last question is that
maybe.
Oh, do you want to say something about projects, Carla? Talked about the bottle project, so maybe you just don't have to. Okay, well, last question, if you like.
Okay, so what is your country's relationship with ecology?
Okay, so in Romania, I think in this moment we are beginning to actually promote environment, the protection of the environment. For example, for New Year's Eve, we had some cities that stopped the fireworks because a lot of animals had to suffer from it, and we're just starting to, I don't know, change the trash cans in our city to put a lot more to, I don't know, restabilize the parks and make them more efficient for us. Also, people with dogs that are going out in the park or something, they're beginning to, you know, take care of what the dog is doing after.
Yes.
So yeah, also the the common transport is beginning to become a lot more
efficient in your country.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And also greener, like 100% electric. So yeah, I think that's a good thing, but we have a lot more to,
to improve. Yes, still in French also. In France also, that's for sure. Yes.
Yeah.
Do you have something to say, maybe, Carla?
Yes. In Austria, I also think that we have still some things that we have to improve for our environment, but things like separating the trash. And also, when you go to stores in Austria, you can see that we don't really use much plastic. Or in any shops, things that are maybe wrapped in plastic in other countries won't be wrapped in Austria. But I still think there are also many things we still have to improve in Austria. But it's getting to better way. It's become better than it was.
Yes, in French, plastic waste are a big problem because we do use a lot of plastic, and we could use something else, but the system is kind of made like this and we have to change it, but it's the people that are consuming the products that have to change the system. But it's really hard because we're a lot, and yes, it's a country everybody else. It's really hard.
Yeah.
And you?
I think India has a good relationship with the ecology, environment. The traffic, it's a very big issue in India, as well as plastic bags, because they should improve on the separating trash, because if anyone puts a piece of glass inside the trash, and sometimes animals go inside and they could be hurt. So in India, there is a big problem because of glass piece. There are a lot of animals who died or got injuries due to this issue. And sometimes random plastic bottles, plastics, anything is randomly everywhere in the every single road. If you travel in India, you will see that there is a lot of trash cans, like trash. So animals think that it is a kind of food, so they eat it, which is very bad for the animals and which could cause a problem. And there is a festival in India known as Diwali. It's a festival of lights. So they shut it down, fireworks, because whenever we burst crackers, there's a lot of smoke in air. And animals consume that smoke, or animals or any old age people, they consume smoke, which could cause cancer, like lung or heart cancer, which is very, very bad for everyone.
Okay, well, I see.
I would like to add one more thing, if I'm not insisting too much. I think this thing I'm going to talk about is done in a lot of countries, like maybe Austria and also India. But I know it's done in the majority of countries in Europe. For example, do you know the store Lidl?
Yes, Lidl, yes.
Yeah. So us in Romania, we have a lot of Lidl stores. And for example, with the food that, I don't know, it's going to be expired in like, I don't know, 3 days or something. They have, like, they put them in front for people to actually see and buy them and not waste them. And also the rest of the food that is remained and, you know, has like some days to be expired. They give them to special organizations, to charities and, yeah, orphanage and all of that. And I think that's a really great idea for Europe, especially to not waste food.
We actually do that, but like the products that are near expiration date, I don't know can say that, but we put them, like, they are less expensive, and we put them in some other places of the store, and maybe people that have like less money to buy food, for example, they can buy it. If they're on a budget, they just can buy it, and it's less expensive, and it's not expired, so just need to eat it quickly. But that's just it's still great food, so
we have that too. In Austria, we have even an own store called Together Point, where they use this kind of food. Or also when, you know, when there's chocolate wrapped in Christmas paper, Christmas theme things. And then after Christmas, they usually don't sell it anymore. And then they put these kind of things into the Together Point store. And then it's also less expensive. And I think it's also a very good idea also for people whose income isn't that much.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, do you have something to add, or that's it? Okay, well, thank you everybody for coming, actually, to be willing to talk about the environment, because I feel like it's very important for us, as we are part of the Environmental Commission, so thank you.
Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you for inviting us.